Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, you've probably heard me say this before, but this is going to be a must-listen-to over-and-over series. God's been giving me bits and pieces of this series, and he still hasn't given it all to me. He's just given me bits and pieces. He's taken me through experiences, let me hear stories, let me have conversations, and I'm starting to say, I get it. I understand. But now he says, it's time to start delivering it to his people. And I need you guys to hear me. This is only for the people who literally say, you know what? At least I believe there's a God. And I at least want to please him. And I know that everything in this world, in this earth, is his. If you understand that, you're going to understand this series. But I'm not asking for you to just understand it with your head, because that is only taking you as far as you come thus far. This new series, I know, is going to change the game for a lot of people who've been struggling in their network marketing business, for a lot of people who think that they're inadequate, for a lot of people who think that they're not good enough, for a lot of people who feel like they're exhausted, they're trying so hard, but they're still not seeing the results. We're going to be talking about how to master the crawl while learning how to run. Now, I know it sounds a little confusing to you, because it did to me when God said it over and over, to where I start trying to tweak the words, what have you, and I'm like, how crawl to run? Don't you walk first after the crawl? He says crawl to run. There's a lot of reasons why people never make it in network marketing. It's no mystery to me. But we're going to break it down. We're going to go step by step for you, not to get this for you, but to get this for somebody else. You are no good in this industry if what you have, you try to bury it and you try to sit on it and you try to act like it was just for you, or even just for you and your team. That's why I do Power Start Your Day, because I don't care who you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what team and company you're in. I need you to be able to get financial freedom and get free mentally and spiritually for you and your family. That's why I'm glad I can't see you, because it doesn't matter to me. Whatever team, company you ended up on, that's a part of your journey. But that doesn't mean that you should not be able to get the word of the Lord so that you're able to do major things in this industry and change the trajectory and change the way that your family's been living all this while, change the way that you guys have been thinking all this while. So our scripture is coming back to, can you believe it? We're coming back to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Now, I don't know how God took us back here, but I can tell you, I started understanding a little bit. Why? Because Apostle Paul, outside of David having a heart for God, the Apostle Paul wanted so much life to have the mind of Christ, so much that he was willing to suffer, do his share of suffering for Christ, for his people. And so he took us back to this. And I need us to go to the Lord today. I know some people are going to need to come in this queue, but this is going to be deep. So all you need to do is ask God to open up your spiritual eyes and your spiritual hearing. If you want to stay on the surface, you're going to be left behind on this series. Father God, we thank you. We come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and glorious in the land that we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, right now, as we are seeking your face, not your hand, we're asking you, oh Father God, to forgive us for anything that we're doing to separate us from you. Dear Lord, on this day, we are proclaiming to the world that we need you in every area of our life. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for what you've already done, and we're thanking you for what you are about to do, not about the manifesting of material things, but we're thanking that we're going higher in spirit so that everything that you have will now be able to not only access, but use it for your purposes and not our own. Dear Lord, as we are going forward in this new series, showing us how to master crawling so that we can run, so that we can go out and do great exploits in your name. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you said that we are blessed everywhere we go. But we cannot be blessed without your anointing, without your Holy Spirit. You are welcome here at Power Start Your Day. Take full reign. Show your power mighty like you've never before for your people, that they will begin to understand who you are so they can walk in what you have for them. Silence the chatter of the world and the enemy right now. Anything that was sent to destroy them, send it back to Sheol where it came from. Anything that's there to distract them, I sever the ties from them with anything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for the guidance, the direction and correction that you will give us so we can do enormous works for the kingdom. We're thanking that we even get the opportunity to base in your glory, in your presence. We also thank you for all of the suffering and the sacrifices that our brother, your son, Jesus Christ, made just for us. We honor you, and we're going out to do courageously, boldly, major things in your name, not ours. We bless your name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'm going to read the word real quick only because we got to get into the lesson, right? As we go into the book of Philippians, chapter 3, you have to realize that in the industry that we're in, we have the opportunity to live out everything that God has for us, like with no hindrances other than ourselves, other than our mindsets, other than our wicked ways that we don't want to let go, other than our procrastination, our laziness, all these types of things. And this is the thing. If we're able to let that go and let God do more work, you don't even have to do as much work as you think, but you just have to do the right work, which is on your spirit and your mind. The physical work becomes easier if your mind is lighter. And I want us to read this here. He says, pressing toward the goal. We're talking about, if you're just logging in, how to master the crawl while learning how to run. How to master the crawl while learning how to run. The Apostle Paul says this, not that I have already attained or am already perfected. He's saying I'm crawling. I ain't there yet. See, most people don't even want to realize where they are. I don't want to go ahead of the lesson. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which were behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul knew what he was pressing for. He knew what he was going after. And I learned a lot here about goals, and I also learned a lot with the calls, the text messages, the requests that I get from people wanting to make it in this business. And I'm saying, I'm asking the Lord, why are they making this so hard? Show me why, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? So I can understand how to better serve. Many people just never make it big in this industry, because they don't master the crawl and they're unwilling to run. I'm going to tell you that success loves speed. But you have to have the right fuel in your engine to keep going. Most people got bad gas. You're not really willing to face where you are. So you're never clear on where you're really going. And then you really never take time to say, what do I really want? So you might start wanting what other people have. You're going to run out of gas. In order for you to really have a concrete goal, it's always going to require you assessing, being clear on where you are. Just like the Apostle Paul said, listen, I haven't already attained it. I'm not there yet, but I'm pressing on. I see all the time when people, they have the perception of other people's growth as it should be their growth, forgetting they never mastered their own crawl. This is what makes people try to cut corners. This is what makes people even cut each other's throat to even take each other's people or teammates or try to do things against other teammates to figure like now competition, because they never mastered their crawl. Their goal is someone else's goal, not their own. Now, we're going to go into goals, but we first got to go from spirit and then into the mind. I need you guys to write down something. And if you can write this down really quickly, I'm going to ask you a question. And the question is, what's driving you? What's making you get up in the morning? What's driving you? If you can't write that down in 10 seconds, you need to assess where you are. You haven't assessed your challenges, because I share with you guys, your purpose is disguised in your pain. Your purpose is disguised in your pain. But some people use their pain to perpetuate things that are detrimental, not only to them, but to this industry. I need you to hear me with one thing. I need you to ask yourself again, I'm going to ask the question another way. What's getting you out of bed? Is it the alarm clock? What are you looking forward to one day? What do you want to experience? I assure you that your experience, if you go deep into yourself and start designing and laying out what you really want to experience in life, it most of the time has nothing to do with the people that you're all caught up into right now. What shares with you that you already know in a deep part of you that your future has nothing to do with your present. Okay. Okay, now. We get so caught up in what's going on in our present, and we start inviting in things, people, places that have nothing to do with our future, because we're not really clear on what's driving us or what are we after. Apostle Paul knew exactly what he was after. He wanted and desired God in such a deeper level. He wanted to have the highest spiritual experience with God, and he wanted to pour himself out on people like Jesus Christ did. Most people have nothing deep enough that's driving them, so they will pick up other people's goals, and this is the reason why during their crawling season, they're crying. Versus crawling with a progressiveness. In network marketing, success loves speed. And if you notice, every time you don't have a focus or your focus becomes fuzzy, you slow down. So if success loves speed and you're slowing down, bam, Eureka, you got it. That's why you're not winning. Or you want to fabricate winning. Because you own somebody else's goal. You riding somebody else's tail. Guess what's going to happen? It might appear you reach a goal, but you will be insatiable. Because it was never for you. You need to write down, what do you want to experience? This is the reason why in our industry, when people see other people, they start counting their time along with somebody else's time when you didn't leave the gate of the race at the same time they did. What do I mean by that? Well, I know for me, I can go back. For some people who've seen recently on social media, I was celebrating my son's 21st birthday, but for me, it was his birthday, but it was taking me back and back. And I said, wow, wow, Lord, I'm walking out of this home and I have Bentley, all sorts of vehicles that are parked in that garage. But I can remember even before this young man, I'm going to take you guys back as far as when I was in college. And I'm going to tell you this right here. I never wanted to be a counterfeit or a knockoff. I went back to my days of college, and when I was there, I was in the salon at the same time, and I wanted to do hair, but I also wanted to go to college. I had great grades, and I felt like I was going to be an attorney. I think I shared that with you guys and realized that wasn't really what I wanted when I began to learn a little bit more about it. But however, while all my friends were doing all kind of other stuff, I was in the salon, and I wanted to go to hair school, so I couldn't go to hair school and college at the same time. So a gentleman named Clyde Payton, I will never forget this gentleman. I never forget people who gave me a start. I never forget people who helped me. I never forget that. There's a thing that Jamaicans say. They say that ungratefulness is worse than witchcraft. I don't know if that's biblical. I got to find out. My grandma used to always say that. Be grateful. So anyway, Clyde Payton gave me the opportunity, and he allowed me to be an apprentice. So I didn't go to traditional hair school. I went to be an apprentice. So this is where you get to work under a master cosmetologist. I need you guys to follow this right here, because I was mentored. I was able to work under a master cosmetologist, somebody who's done it before me. But I could not count my time with Mr. Payton's time. Because I was crawling, right? So I now begin to work at the salon, Avante. And I had to be there when he told me to be there. And I had to do whatever he told me to do. And I still had to study my book because the theory is still up to you. So I had to do independent learning from the theoretical standpoint of being a master cosmetologist, because when you go take the state board, it didn't matter if you went to a traditional school or you went through apprenticeship, everyone still took the same test. Even though my mom was a salon owner, she was a master cosmetologist. Clyde Payton, his salon was on the bus route. So I said, well, how am I going to go to college and do this hair thing at the same time? Like, I'm going to tell you something. When you have a deep enough desire to do something, you'll find a way. And you won't complain about your crawl because you know your ending goal. Well, at this point, I knew I wanted to do hair, and I knew I needed to make money, and I knew I didn't want to be broke like the rest of the college students were. But I didn't have a car, so I went on the bus line so that I would be able to just walk at the end of the plaza, get on the 116 bus, take it to Kensington Station, get off at Kensington Station, get on the train to Five Points, downtown Atlanta, and walk on over to Georgia State University. I did that for a while. And then when I saw winter was coming, I said, you know what, I'm going to need a car. Because my mom was not that one to be talking about dropping off. You know how rich kids, you know, like my kid get dropped off. No, boo, you want to get there, you figure it out. And I didn't think that was mean. I was like, okay, well, I want to get there is what I want to do. So then I said, you know what? One of the semesters I got after summer break and you're getting your money for your books and all that type of stuff to get prepared, I said, I need a car. Now we're going into the nut and bolt of this first lesson. I said, I need a car. So many of you guys say, I need a vehicle to get out of my financial situation. I need a vehicle to get me to the next level. I need a vehicle. I need something. Well, network marketing is your vehicle, but I want to talk to you about my first vehicle. For those who've never made it to the top in a company before and you're on your rise and your mind start getting tainted and even, you know, you start participating in things that it may take you through some titles, but something is going to come tumbling down. Now, let me go and finish with the story about my first vehicle. So I asked my stepdad at the time, God bless the dead. I asked him, I said, I want to go get a car. So what kind of car you want to get? Well, a new car would have been perfect, right? But I was crawling. A new car? You just got out of high school. You're only 17 years old, you doing hair, and you in college, and you want a brand new car. Well, a brand new car is going to come with a car note. Well, how much money are you making right now? Well, I'm like, well, if I had bought a car, I would end up spending my whole check and income at the time just to look good. That's what some folk who ain't really down with their qual, they would rather look like they making money and not even have the money to invest in training, invest in taking yourself to the next level, because we want to look good versus actually literally be solid. So now he takes me to, he said, let's go look at some used vehicles. So we begin to do our research and we say, okay, well, what is it that, what kind of vehicle that would be reliable? That, you know, may be decent on gas, and I'm going to the gas part, and this one, I can just start laughing. I'm laughing just remembering now, because this was all before kids, before children. I call it my BC, before children. So anyway, my stepdad and I, we went to several dealerships, and typically, you're always having these dealerships that are close together, and we went to several dealerships, and I said, man, I've always wanted a Volvo. I always desired a Volvo. He said, a Volvo? You can't afford no Volvo. I said, well, let's just go in there and look. Just let me see what they got. So when I told the gentleman what range of income I was in and what I was looking for. He said, we got something for you. This car is a one-time owner. And I want you to hear this description. It was a one-time owner. A doctor owned it. I have all the maintenance records. It runs like a beauty. I said, oh, I want to see it. And when I saw it, it didn't look like a beauty. The whole hood was all oxidized. And I'm like, I can't drive this. Like, meaning I can't crawl. I got to look like I'm walking and running, even though it may break my pocket, or even though I may never get to the goal, or even though the folks who are now mastering they crawl, I'm going to look back and wish that I was at least crawling, and then now I will get up and start running. Now, long story short, my stepdad brought me into my senses. And we drove the car, and it drove like a beauty on the inside, just like network marketing. You know you can take your spot at the top because you're speaking to people, you're around people. You're talking to someone who made it to the top of companies twice. So you know that the top is there. But you may not want to hear what it really takes to get to the top. You don't have progressive patience. Progressive patience. You want to write that word down. Progressive patience. You're not pressing towards an upward goal with genuine intentions. So now listen. So he taught me to get in the car. He said, all it's needed is a paint job and all it's needed is this and that. It rolled like a beauty, but my friends were getting newer cars and everything, but this car rolled like a beauty. Now we start going on the gas. They said, but this car can only take premium. Premium gas cost me more money. Premium? Every time I went to the gas station, I was tempted to put regular unleaded in that car because it seemed like it was cheaper, but it would have cost me more had I put the wrong gas in that tank. It would mess up that car. This is for folks who are not very clear on their focus and desire and really now get deep on themselves, on where it is they're trying to go, why it is they're trying to do what they need to do, being future focused so you can literally be a true servant leader. A true servant leader is not going to have sidebar conversations with their people where they're going to be wondering, are you truly serving or are you just pretending you are? Mastering the crawl is going to require you saying, just like the Apostle Paul, I want to have the mind of Christ, because guess what? God gave everything to Christ. Everything. He had everything, every power. He said, I only do what the Father do. He was able to do every single thing that God was able to do. There were no boundaries. There were no restrictions in the power of the Holy Spirit inside of Christ. And I need you guys to hear me. If you was truly now to say, I'm going to master the crawl, because I got to first go back to figure out what is it that I desire. What is it? Do you understand that your pain is going to lead you to the purpose? So what is it that's bothering me the most so that now I can serve in that area? You'll stop rubbernecking to everybody else's crawl and start focusing on your own. And then now you will not be disgruntled in your process. And guess what you're going to start doing? The work that it takes to get to the top, and you're going to start doing more of it faster and faster and faster, because most people are moving slow, not because they want to, because you got the wrong gas in your tank. Keep taking 10 steps forward, 20 steps backwards. Because you got a problem with the crawl. We're going to master this crawl, and then we're going to show you how to run. During my crawling stages and days, I never complained that I was getting on that bus to go to college. And then once I did make the purchase, like once you now are in, you joined. Everybody's starting at different places. It looked like you had the same join date, but you're in different stages of your crawl. And as we start talking about this crawl, we know that we start looking at babies and they always moving towards something. If you don't put something in front of them or they don't see something that they're trying to get to, whether it's their parent, whether it's a toy, whether it's something, they won't move. That's why today's homework is for you to be very clear on what's driving you, what's motivating you, what do you want to experience so you can get unstuck. So you can get unstuck and get a new way of progressive patience. Patience that you're moving in a direction you know you're about to be moving in the right direction. Let's open up this morning. Let's open up this morning because I want you guys to have the right mindset. I'm priming your mind right now so that when we start talking about running, you still won't be sitting on your couch. 757, last 48502. Good morning. Let's go on here. 706, last 4-2-1-0-2-1-6-7. We're just going to take one caller for time's sake. We got to roll out. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Hey, this Jarvis Cloud out of LaGrange. I just wanted to get in the queue this morning. I just so happened to be a blessing that what you're speaking on this morning is what the Lord had me on and what I've just been studying for a long time about that gas in the tank and that crawl and mastering that crawl and just being content in crawling and just getting that part together. So it's just a blessing to hear you reinnovate or we get that confirmation of, you know, the word even tell us that, you know, we going, but he's not going to put too much on us. He's not going to put us in the overflow. He's going to give us what we can handle, you know, in small increments. So we got to take those increments, take those, that first promotion, take those first, you know, clients and nurture those and nurture your business. And like you said, don't look at nobody else. Just be the best at the stage that you in.
Listen, Jarvis, this real talk, because I'll see people be excited about their promotions until they look at somebody else's promotion. Change their countenance and feel towards the blessings they have. That's a slap in the face to God. He'll say, I can't. It's demotion time for you. That's how people start falling back. He said, I can't. Your focus has changed. So has your capacity. Your focus has changed. So has your capacity. You don't have enough gas in your tank. 860, last caller, 6083. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Nicola. This is Kamara. I'm calling from Windsor, Connecticut.
Hey.
I joined your calls last week. My business partner slash my pastor gave me your phone number. So as I'm listening from last week and today, it just blessed me and motivated me even more because I was one of those people that always look at everybody like, you know what, they doing good. And I'm telling you, I joined from this business to this business and this business, but I was never consistent. So I said, you know what, I got to be consistent. And as I've been being consistent, a lot of people are telling me, oh, I'm seeing you here, I'm seeing you on this, I'm seeing you this. So I'm like, okay, so you guys are seeing me. And I'm like, you know, this is good. So I just need to, you know, keep going. And as you said today, we need to know, we need to have progressive patience and we need to know how to crawl before we run. So I know I have my destination and what God has in store for me. And I know I just need to keep going and stop worrying about, you know, how this person got here, what they doing, just focus on me and do what I need to do. But you truly blessed me, and I'm glad my pastor you know, gave me this number, and I've been on these calls every morning at 7:55 waiting for you to start.
I'm telling you, if people can get this and not take this in an offensive way, but in a constructive way, you will begin to soar in your business. You'll begin to soar because, see, what I'm doing is severing anyone from the thought that is slowing down their process of success. I'm slowing down your even the temptation to try to cut a corner because you got to pay for them things that were cut off. You want to do it and now master this crawl. And we start talking about what is a crawl, the foundations of this industry, the foundations of network marketing. Master those things, but move fast, progressive patience. You got to hit the pavement. You got to go ahead and keep exposing. You got to do this daily. We pressing on toward a high goal. You need to do that homework because you'll be surprised. Most people are frazzled and they're not focused because they don't even really know what they want. Let's start there. Praise God. I love it. Take care.